CC Sabathia and the Yankees look to keep their win streak alive against Tim Adelman and the Reds, and New York starts fast as Gary Sanchez bats in the first.
Adelman trying to avoid a one-out base runner in the pitch on the way, and that one is hammered back into deep left. 1-0 in favor of the New York Yankees.
He made that look easy.
Sixth home run that Adelman has given up, and there was no question about it. As Sanchez drilled that ball into the lower deck and left, and it's a Yankee first inning lead, as was the case 24 hours ago. Falls to Billy Hamilton to try and get somebody across the plate. Swung on, ground ball. Bob, the glove of the third baseman rolling into left field. And this ball game is going to be tied up. Quite surprised that Peraza did not slide. He came straight over the plate, standing up, and very fortunate to beat the tag by a fraction. And now let's see if the Yankees are going to challenge that call, and I believe they're going, well, no, they're not. Votto climbs in. Votto swings, grab ball up the middle. They set into right center field. That'll get two more runs in. A throw goes to second, and the Reds have a 4-2 lead.
How does he do it?
It's amazing, isn't it?
It really is.
So on the heels of a two-run single by Billy Hamilton, Joey Votto equals it. And the Reds have scored four times here in the second inning. And only one man is out, and the batter will be Adam Duvall, who did not miss by much of hitting one out of here to center field in the first inning. Base hit into left. Home is Cozart, and the Reds have a 5-2 lead. And just like that, the Yankees have loaded the bases for Ronald Torres, but not before Mac Jenkins goes out to try and settle down Michael Lorenzen. One strike to count on the right-handed batting Torres. Pitch. Ground ball hit to shortstop. Cozart quickly on to Peraza, and the inning is over, and the Yankees leave them full. So now the go-ahead run comes to the plate, and Gary Sanchez, and right now Eugenio Suarez comes in from third base and has a quick meeting with Raisel Iglesias, and Iglesias having major control problems here in the night. There's a line drive caught by Iglesias, throw to second, double play, and this one belongs to the Reds. A screaming line drive that Suarez picked off with no problem at third, and I mean he had Hicks hung out to dry at second base. Quick throw down to Peraza, and the Reds hang on and get a split of this two-game series. The final score is 5-3.
The Reds split their two-game set with the Yankees at Great American Ballpark, and Brian Price sees his club improve to 18-15.
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, I was at a six hit inning,
yeah.
I think it
yeah.
was. And
one walk.
And just some really good performance. You know, I tell you, I mean, Sabathia got, you know, really tough after that inning. Both he and Adelman were about 50% strikes in his first couple innings. And then, you know, they tightened it up a bit. Sabathia was doing a good fastball inside, breaking ball changeup away, and you know, he kept us off balance. But fortunately, we took advantage of those opportunities there in the second to play all those runs. You don't have to manage as much, you know, when those two guys are in the game. You don't have to think so much about left-right. You don't have to, you know, they're to that point in time in their young careers where I'm really comfortable to allow them to pitch out of their own jams unless they really look like they're out of sorts on a particular day. So, you know, once I got Michael in there, you know, I felt very confident he'd be in there for the two innings and that he would do well, and the same thing with Raisel, and they both had to pitch out of jams. But they did. They made the pitches they had to.
Raisel Iglesias had to work out of a jam to earn save number 6 on the season. His ERA for the year is 0.98.
Whatever the manager asks me to do, I will do. You know, like if it's one inning, two innings, I don't care. I'm just going to go there. I'm just going to do my best, and I'm just going to help the team to win. The Yankees have a really good team, you know, but when that happens, I just try to be focused 100% and just try to keep the runners, you know, close to the backs and try to those guys don't score, you know.
After an off day on Wednesday, the Reds will head west and face the Giants at AT&T Park on Thursday. Bronson Arroyo will make the start in the opener.